Hey, welcome back to the Amaru Podcast. What? Season 2, y'all. Keeping it fresh right here. Welcome to the Amaru Podcast. Welcome to Season 2. My name is Amaru Kung. I am the host of this podcast, and it is such a deep honor for you to join me today. So, we're going into a series of conversations that I'm really nervous and excited to be having with you. And today's episode is a preparation for the next episode that's coming up. So in the episode that's going to be coming up, we're going to be talking about death. And kind of, well, so the episode that's going to be coming up, we're going to be talking about dreaming with a death sentence. And that's a conversation I had with a dear friend of mine who made some huge strides towards living out one of his just biggest heart's desires and dreams once he found out that he had a really short time left to live. And, you know, as we're getting ready for that episode, I'm thinking a lot about death and my relationship with death and the correlation between death and dreaming. So I'll be the first one to share that death freaks and creeps me out. I'm not going to lie. Just the other day, so we were in Paris last weekend, and on the way back, the day when we were leaving Paris, as some of you might know, I wasn't feeling well. And so there I am walking down the street, and with my family, we're walking down the street, and we were basically avoiding places where there's a lot of people, so we're just like walking in the more uncrowded streets. And so we walked down this particular street, and as we're walking down the street, well, we didn't know this, but we happened to have picked a street that was right where there's like a mortuary. And so while we're walking down the street, there were this funeral service was like loading a casket in the van. And so it was like a really slim street. So my husband's like walking with our son, and I was actually wheeling our son, like pushing him in the carrier, rather in the stroller. And my husband was ahead, and I just stopped. And so he kept walking, and then he like stopped to turn back, and he saw me, and I just shook my head like, no, we're not going there. We're not doing this. We're not walking past them. And because he knows me well enough by now, he stopped. And that felt like what was the longest 5 minutes of my life, just waiting for them to like load that van and drive off. And I felt cold to my feet. I was fighting all of like the fear, all of the, I don't know how to describe it, but I don't enjoy funerals. I don't want to see the corpse. I remember there used to be these apartments in New York that would be advertised as like, oh, it's next to a graveyard. And that was supposed to be a selling point. That was like the biggest deal breaker. Can you say that? Basically, just seeing that something was next to a graveyard was clear to me. Yeah, I'm not living there. I don't care if it costs $2. Like, no, thank you. I'm not interested. And it's such a strange way to live, knowing that I am going to die. All of us are going to die. And yet, death creeps me out. Death freaks me out. And it's something that I've felt this way for like the longest time. I remember the first corpse I ever saw, the first funeral I remember as a child attending, I remember just being really creeped out. And that's something I always struggled with, because I've lost some people close to me. And one of the last times that I felt this so strongly was at the funeral of my auntie, one of my mom's sisters. I remember being at that funeral and just being so bothered by the fact that I was so creeped out. And I remember thinking, just a few days ago I was with her, you know, just a few days ago I would have held her. I wanted to be close to her. Just a few days ago, she meant so much to me. And yet now, a few days later, I'm so afraid of her body. I'm afraid of her remains. I don't want to be close. And I remember really trying to process that because I thought this can't be right, you know? And what I realized, and I was trying to understand what is the difference. And I realized that for me, one of the differences, this was a huge moment for me, was between the living and the dead, was that the things that I loved, things that made a connection between us were gone. I realized she was laying there, no more heartbeat, no more dreams, no more, you know, the things that make us human, like the things that are annoying, are, you know, like all the things that make her, like her voice, her thoughts, her ideas, her dreams, her opinions, her worldview, like all these things, her passions, her, just the things that were hers were not there anymore. And now it was just a thing, like she was a thing, like a body, you know? And I just, and that was so hard for me to, it was so hard to face that, you know? And I just kept thinking about, I went on this long, like, written exploration of, like, why am I afraid of corpses? And I realized it's like corpses, in my opinion, are things. They're not people anymore. Like, it's like the people left, the things that gave them that sparkle in the eye, it's gone. The thing that made that body move, it's gone. The soul, the spirit, it's gone somehow. And what's left is something that doesn't speak to me as Amaru. It's something that freaks me out. It's something that frightens me. It's something that I'm afraid of. And that makes me really, really sad. And that got me thinking a lot about, about my own life, and thinking about, am I already a thing? Because I think the things that make us alive, the things that make us living, are things that I realize that often we try to, we don't own those things. Like, we don't, our opinions, our worldview, our thoughts, our feelings, our passions. I realize we often just kind of hide those things. We're so silent about them. We keep them to ourselves. And the thought that one day those things won't be there anymore in the living world. And one thing, what will be left is just like this housing. You know, our bodies that are just still and cold and start to rot and decay and just like fade, and are things that I am going to be afraid of, you know? That's just so sad to me. And so that day, just like reflecting on my auntie's corpse, I realized I wanted to be a person. I wanted to live. I wanted to really live while I lived, because I thought one day I'm going to be dead and I'm going to be scary to some people. I'm going to be scary to myself, you know? And I mean, I don't want to be buried, for example. I definitely want to be cremated. I just don't want anybody to look at my body and feel the way I feel when I look at corpses. It's creepy to me. And so that's death, right? We're all going to die, and yet we're here. And why dreams are so important to me is I feel that dreams are the dreams that matter. Okay. Now, dreams can be like the dreams that, when I talk of dreams, the dreams worth dying for, the dreams that we know without a, like, if we found out we were left with a week to live, would be like, this dream needs to come true. I need to make this happen. Those particular dreams, those are dreams I believe are linked to our purpose. They're dreams that are part of the reason we're here. They're dreams that are linked to the reason that we have the privilege of life. And I feel really connected to what those dreams are for me. I wonder if you do. I wonder if you have a connection to your purpose. Do you have a sense of, like, this is why I'm here? You know, this is why I feel that I'm on earth. If my time was up and I had accomplished this, all will be well with my soul. You know, like, do you have that? And if you don't, I want to challenge you to start to reflect on that, because our next episode is going to be a conversation with a dear friend of mine who lived out, you know, like he made that dream happen. You know, he found out that he was left with a short time to live, and he embarked on this one, on something that had been a dream of his heart for a really long time, and he made it happen. And in the next episode, he's going to share learnings, the journey to making that dream happen. And I hope that episode will inspire you. But before we go into that episode, before I upload that episode, I really want you to reflect for yourself, you know, as we get into this conversation about death and dreaming. Do you have dreams, you know, like really, like dreams that aren't that not just like, oh, I wish I could do this. No. Are there things on your heart that you feel deep inside you're called to do, called to be? Is there a purpose you feel called to live out? And what is it? And what strides are you taking towards it? I just want to challenge you to like pull that up from the archives of your mind and your heart and start to reflect. Are you connected to your purpose? What do you think you were put on this earth to pursue, to do, to accomplish, to live out? And, you know, just, I want to leave you with that. Hey, until next time, with all of my heart, Amara Kung.